Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you're a first-time listener, my name, again, is Peter Mingles. We host this whole radio show. Been doing this for about 7 years. And I wanted a platform to be able to give microphones to people that are doing the right things in home-based businesses. A long time ago, a gal named Doris Wood, who was the original founder of the MLMIA, asked me, "Are you doing any radio shows with George Madu?" And I said, "You know, George Madu and I did a few guest shows for the MLMIA, but no, not really." And she said, "You know, you should." And when Doris Wood says you should, I figured that I should. So I called up George and we said, let's start doing some radio shows. We started that at the beginning of 2019, and it was supposed to be for a short term. However, I really enjoy George Madu. He's a really good guy. And as a result of that, his business is growing, and our business is growing, and our relationships, of course, have been growing. And George knows just about everybody in network marketing. And as a result of that, we've been doing these radio shows, and we call them the Network Marketing Magazine radio shows because George owns the digital TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com domain name. So if you want to go there, you go to www.TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com, and you'll be able to see all the cool things that George does. And he puts some links on the Building Fortunes radio show there, too. If you want another shortcut, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, standing for The Network Marketing Magazine. And we talk a lot about network marketing. Today is a really special radio show because it's the evolution of our radio show as a result of some of the things George is going to mention he's been progressing along his relationship with Doris and the MLMIA and the evolution of that. And I'm going to not say anything else because I want George to be able to talk about this. So, George Madu, thanks for being on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate you. So the evolution is that I got an opportunity recently after speaking with Doris Wood. And we talked about the MLMIA, and Doris said, just like she said to you, I want to introduce you to the man who is running my organization after all these years. His name is Jim Lupkin. And so I got an opportunity to meet Jim over the phone. And I was really impressed and very excited to know more about him. Jim is the executive director of the past MLMIA and is now presently the SNA Association, the Social Networking Association. And I was very, very interested in the transition. Jim's background is a 23-year veteran of not only network marketing, but social media. And it is such an important subject in network marketing today that we've become quick friends. As a matter of fact, like I said, I've only met Jim a short while ago. And I'm excited because next Tuesday, I'm going to end up being at the headquarters of the SNA and meet up with Jim and Doris. So, Jim, are you there?
I am here. Good to hear you, George.
It's great to have you on. Great to have you on. So, let me ask you a couple of questions. Give me a little bit of a taste of your background. We went over it a while back, but your introduction to network marketing and the combination of your introduction to social media and how you have become you know, quite the expert in social media.
Well, I've been in social media for the last quarter of a century. So we're going on 25 years. And it was October 1995. I became a distributor in network marketing. I was doing it the way that everyone was telling me how to do it. However, I struggled because I was a senior in high school. It was difficult for people to hear from me that I have a great opportunity for them or even to be a customer. And what happened was I was in my high school library. Our librarian taught us how to use this big clunky box called a computer. And as I was on it, I stumbled on AOL message boards. And I started talking in this forum called Small Business. And I started talking about this network marketing company that I was part of. And it was interesting because people were not saying, well, you're too young. I'm not going to be a distributor with you, or you're too young to be selling this telecom service. You should be focusing on something else. They were just listening to what I had to say. And that was my introduction to social media. And social media has been around that long. All social media is the ability to build a relationship with another human being through the computer and then turn that into either a customer or a business partner in regards to the business sense. And so that's how I got started with it. And I got started out of necessity. I had a very hard time building in my local area because of my age. Now, over the next 4 years, I would go to the local libraries because no one could afford a computer back then. There were, I think, about $4,000 or so to have a computer. And I would always go to all the local libraries wherever I was. And over the course of 4 years, using social media in that particular company, I sponsored about 40 people. That grew to a team of about 800 distributors, and we had about 3,000 customers. And it came from social media, and that was my first exposure to it. Then what happened in the early 2000s, I got to work with somebody that I've always wanted to work with by the name of Mark Yarnell, and he took me under his wing, and he taught me how to be a professional in this thing that we all call network marketing. And I took that, combined it with social media, which was a little bit more grown up by this time. We're talking 2003, so it's gone through like an evolution. When I combined those two together, I had much more success. In just 2 short years, I personally recruited 600 distributors at about 25 a month, which at the time I actually didn't think was a big deal, but I found out that it was a big deal. And we got a lot of customers. But what was better than that production, George, is 20 of the top 50 distributors in the company in personal enrollments were on my team, and 18 of them never did network marketing before. And people said, how did you do it? How did you do it? Like, how did your team do it? And that was the first time that it really hit me. I said, you know what? I took what Mark Yarnell taught me over and over again for 2 years, combined that with this idea of never running out of people to talk to through the computer, and that's how we pretty much pulled it off. And so my first 8-9 years or so in the world of business was as a distributor in network marketing. And thanks to social media, that's what got me started.
Well, Jim, I can never get tired of hearing that story, because you have proven what I know to be true. And that is, social media is the great equalizer. And when I got involved in social media, it was belly to belly, and there was no social media. I mean, I was around in the beginning of the AOL days, when Apple just had this box for a computer, but I had been in business for years and lots of different businesses, and the combination of social media and network marketing, I knew was going to revolutionize how business was being done. And when I met you and heard that story, you know, you epitomized what I knew could happen, but I met a guy that made it happen as a senior in high school, which is so cool to me. I love it. I love it. So that's great.
You know,
so, go ahead.
With what you just said, I remember Mark Yarnell telling me it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were on a late night phone call. We called up those Lupkin. When somebody can figure out how to build relationships through the computer, this was in 2003, can build relationships through the computer where everybody in the company, everybody on the team can do it, not just a couple people. Because back then, there wasn't that many people on the internet like there is today. He goes, but when the entire company could do it, he goes, I bet you that company, if they do it right, where they can build the relationships, they will go on. And I wrote this quote in my first book I wrote, because it was directly from Mark Yarnell. They will build the largest network marketing company the world has ever seen. In fact, I think it'll be bigger than even Amway. And that's how much Mark knew about the future of where this was going, that if you can truly build relationships through the computer, there's just sky's the limit.
And I totally agree with Mark. Because, you know, Mark was talking about having an individual company hooking into this whole concept. But my belief is when we end up making this the mainstay in the industries, we are able to move the success needle in the industries. Right now, it's often said that 3% of the people in network marketing make significant money. So that always told me that 97% didn't. And I knew that there was a problem with that. And it was one of the things about the network marketing magazine that we really took a look at and we analyzed why was that. And what we found was that those 3%, that was right. 70% of the people, when we analyzed it, were people that just thought they bought themselves a network marketing lottery ticket. And 27% were hungry. They were starved to find out, what do I have to know, learn, and apply to become successful in this business? And what you just said, Jim, and what Mark agreed with is that with what you're doing, with being the expert that you are in social media and applying it to business building, is one of the things that are going to move the needle in this industry. And that leads me to the next subject, and that is the association. The MLMIA has morphed into an organization called Social Networking Association. And tell me a little bit about that.
So it was the summer of 2018, about 7 months after my mother has passed, and I get an invitation to go speak in LA on Facebook marketing. And I wasn't going to go because of the recent loss of my mom. She passed away at 57 years old, and it was a very tough time for me. My wife encouraged me to do it, and I did. And so they're on stage, and there in the crowd is this woman. And I knew she was Doris Wood. And I never met her before, but I knew of her and everything that she's achieved in the industry. So I stopped my speech down at her and I said, excuse me, are you Doris Wood? And she says, yes, I am. I go, great, I need to talk to you when this is over. So I then finished the rest of my keynote. And then when it was over, we found each other. I said, Doris, you have no idea who I am. I just know that you've done so many great things for network marketing. And I just wanted to say hello. And we just really hit it off. And it's really cool. I mean, there's a very big gap in our age. I'm 42. She's 89 this year. But you would think that we were hanging out for the last 15 years together. We just get along so well. And she starts sharing with me the MLMIA and everything that it's achieved over the last 35 years. From at its height, 87 network marketing companies were members. 117 support companies were members, a lot of distributors, and just all the amazing things that were happening around the world with the MLMIA. And she said, you know, I would love to have the MLMIA come back to what it was, to kind of continue that fight of making network marketing better, but maybe even taking it to a level that it's never been before. And I said, Doris, there's a reason I came to LA. I have been thinking about starting an association around this idea of social networking, and I was going to start it a few years from now. And we just started chatting about it, and one thing led to another. And she introduced me to the board of the MLMIA, and I got to meet some fantastic individuals there, including Peter. And they all just sharing their heart about what was going on. And I saw commitment. I saw loyalty. I saw love towards Doris, love towards network marketing, passion of we want to do something great for this network marketing world. And that got me excited. So I shared with the board and Doris, I go, if we're going to move into the future, first thing we need to do is we need to rebrand. We need to change the name and make it current. It's all about social networking today. And so the Social Networking Association, everyone immediately was all in, which was fantastic. Then we said, instead of people being called distributors, consultants, presenters, and all the other names out there, we need to come up with a uniform name that everyone uses. And again, we have to make it current, 2020. And that is a social influencer, which is all about social networking. So everyone was a fan of that as well. So we call people that are selling on behalf of the network marketing company, we call them social influencers. And we call network marketing, we call it social networking. And the association is this in a nutshell. What could happen if you take all of the companies, and I'll use the old words for now until people get used to the new terminology, but what if we can take all the network marketing company owners and executives, put them underneath the same roof of all the owners and executives of support companies, and we can take all of the distributors, put them all underneath one roof, what could happen, and what if we can grow it at scale, meaning we can use social media and make this move around the world very fast. What would happen is we would solve the most pressing, hardest problems that network marketing is facing now. We would solve them rather fast compared to what it's been taking, which would then elevate network marketing for everyone involved so everyone becomes more successful and lives a better life. And that's essentially what the association is.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to leave our audience hanging just for a minute, because I want to go down that pathway, and I'm going to pass this back over to Peter, take a short break, and then we're going to go down that pathway. So take it away, Peter.
We will be right back. You're listening to George Madu and Jim Lupkin, and we're talking about the SNA, the Social Networking Association. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with George Madu. George Madu is the owner of the NetworkMarketingMagazine.com. And we have Jim Lupkin. Jim Lupkin has taken over for the SNA, the Social Networking Association. If you go to socialnetworkingassociation.com, you'll be able to see that as well. I'm a board or a council member. Wherever Jim wants to put me is where I'll be. George Madu is basically in the same type of position as well. There's a large growing number of people that are making a difference, again, in the social media and the network marketing / home-based business / whatever you want to call us world, making sure that people are doing things the right way. And George Madu has taken this industry by storm again with a lot of things that he's doing. So, George, thanks for being here. And over, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. Well, here's the deal. What you're saying, Jim, is what got my attention. I had a conversation with Doris, and during that conversation, she started to tell me about the SNA, and we were talking about the MLMIA, and she said to me, you know, why haven't you been on the board of the MLMIA? I said, Doris, you never asked me. She goes, you would? I said, for you, in a heartbeat. And just what you saw, Jim, in Doris, that's what I see. Not only a pioneer in our industry, but an influencer. And so it didn't take a lot of pondering or anything else. And I'm glad to be a member of the SNA and on the board and I'm looking to lock arms with not only you, Jim, but some of the great people that I've known in the industry that are in positions at the SNA, and some new people that I've just met. You have put together just an awesome group of leaders, and we are going to move the needle of success in this industry. So continue your bringing us down your pathway for what your vision is.
You know, when I look at network marketing, I look at social media. This is a vision. When I talk about solving the problems, I believe that if you bring a group of people together that have passion, have experience, and have the ability to actually act on it, we can actually solve it. And so how do we solve the problems, and how do we actually create change in network marketing to a point where network marketing becomes so mainstream, so accepted in the U.S., all around the world? Well, this is how I believe we do it. This is my vision. In order to create change in anything, I read a report once that you have to impact 3.5% of the population of whatever you're trying to change. So in network marketing, I was looking at some reports from an association in 2019 that stated about 8 million people in the United States are an active distributor in a company. So if that is true, then that means 3.5% of the 8 million people need to be part of the association and need to follow through on what we're trying to achieve. So let's just look at the 4%. 4% is about 320,000 people. So about 320,000 people as distributors join the association and buy into the vision of what we're wanting to do, we will change network marketing in the U.S. You do the same thing for support companies, and you do the same thing for the actual companies themselves. Now, is that easy to do? Pre-social media, no. It would have taken probably decades to really pull off. Social media changes everything. We have friends, and you guys have either known these people or met them since being in the association. We have people that have built teams of over 1 million distributors in 7 years being in their company. And I know heavyweights that have been in this industry for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades, and they've never built a team that big. And they have incredible amounts of experience. What's the difference? The difference is people can build teams bigger and faster today than what one could have done 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and 30, 40 years ago. And it reminds me of the whole music industry. My father-in-law loves the Beatles, and he talks about how they're the best ever, and they dominated the world, and all this stuff. And I remember reading a report on how much they actually sold. And compared to the musicians today, the popular pop artists, the Beatles sold very little compared to what people are doing today, like the Justin Biebers and those people. And it's because we're in the world where things are much more connected today and things move faster today. If the Beatles were around today, their numbers would be astronomical in sales. So that's how I see network marketing. Same thing. It's not that the people today are better than the people from 20 years ago. They're just in a world today where they can build business much, much faster than what it took us 20 years to do. The same thing is for the association. We're now in a world where an association, if you bring the right group of people together, which I believe we have, so we have that core foundation, it can grow very quickly using the power of social media, and we can get to that 3.5% population. And what's really nice is, I mean, just thinking about from a distributor point of view, one of the people that sit on our council happens to be the one I'm talking about, over 1 million people. Another person did 45 million last year in sales with just her team. Another one is a 306 millionaire in her company out of 800,000 distributors. These people have done some impressive things, and network marketing and social media, it's fascinating to me because network marketing is probably the most closely related thing to social media out of all the industries out there, because it's all about building relationships and connecting. That's what social media is all about. And I think that's why people thrive quickly in network marketing. So just to sum that all up, we're in an era now where things grow very, very fast if we have the right vision and mission. And as long as you understand social media. So we have to impact 3.5% of the population, which we have a very structured plan on how to do it, through social media by lining up the right people. We have just over 21, 22 right now, people that sit on different councils that are some of the best in the industry. And I don't want to mention any specific names because there's 20 or 22. And if I don't mention all 22, I don't want anyone to get offended. But all of them are incredibly successful at what they do. And we're very fortunate to have them, just like yourself, George, and Peter, because you guys are with me today. And this is how we create it. We take 15 distributors and we put them on a council called a social influencer council. Then we've taken 15 company owners or executives and put them on the corporate council. And we've taken 15 executives or owners of support companies and put them on a council. Those 15 all work together for one purpose, to make sure that that particular membership type, so let's say the distributors, they have everything that they need in order to be successful in this industry. And then we make sure as an association that we are delivering on all of those things. And then 5 people from each of the councils are part of what we call a board, the advisory board. And those 15 people all meet together to update each other on what the other membership types are talking about. So that way all 3 major groups are working together towards a common goal. So a 20-second example is this. I'm on a board call and I am a distributor or social influencer and I'm one of the 5 and I'm updating the companies and support companies. I said, we are working on this compliance program to teach social influencers how to do product claims properly and income claims properly on social media or face-to-face, doesn't matter. One of the support companies are going to say, you know what? I know a very powerful lawyer that built out an amazing compliance platform, one of the top 3 lawyers in the entire industry. I think I can get them on the phone to help speed that up. And then one of the corporate owners is like, oh, wow, can you tell me more about their compliance platform? I never heard about it. You see how the 3 membership types work together. And I gave that as an example, George, because we have a compliance platform from one of the top 3 lawyers in the entire industry worldwide that is a member benefit through this association. So that's how we work to actually create change. And the big vision of actually creating change is 3.5% market penetration.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. That's incredible. And that's the reason why, you know, in my platform, I am very excited to share the SNA with our members, because if they're serious, if they're one of the 27 percenters that really want to learn the skill sets necessary to be successful at this, to become a member of the SNA is essential. And you're doing a great job. This half hour has gone by in a lightning speed, and I'm going to have you back. I'm looking forward to meeting up with you face-to-face next Tuesday. And but you've got so much going on, and especially with the SNA, that we're going to have you back, and we're going to dig deep into the workings of the SNA and why it's going to be so essential for the social influencers to be a part of this. So, Jim, I really appreciate you being on today, and I can't wait to see you next week.
Well, George and Peter, I appreciate the both of you for inviting me on here. I'm also very happy that you guys are in my life now. I've heard about both of you before I met both of you, and it's nice to be around people that have paved the way in network marketing over the years, over the decades, I should say, like the both of you have, to team up and to say, okay, now let's move together as one community into the future. And I feel fortunate that I'm getting to do that with the both of you, as well as some other people. So thank you for your time. For everyone else that's watching this, here's really all I want to share with you. If you want to be part of something bigger than yourself, if you want to discover your greater purpose of why you're even here on this part of the association, because it will help you, I guarantee you that it will help you achieve what you're looking for in network marketing. And once that happens, life changes and you start to look at the world in a very, very different way. And I think we can be part of helping that happiness occur in your life. So thank you so much, everyone. Appreciate your time.
Excellent.
So
perfect.
One last
and,
thing.
Yep. Good, George. And George, you have to determine whether we're going to hear Jim again live next week, or we're going to do a replay of this one next week.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll decide in the next couple of days, but people really need to go to socialnetworkingassociation.com and snoop around, take a look, and join. So, Peter, thanks so much for everything that you do. And
you're
we'll
welcome.
See you next week.
We're going to see everybody next week, and we're here to make this the association for this industry for sure. For those people listening in, you'll have something to compare it to, I promise. And on that note, we're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.